Oscar, OSCAR, last name FIGUEROA. Date of birth is 9/18/64. Date of visit 5/9/2008. Oscar is a quite debilitated, weak 61-year-old gentleman originally from Houston, Texas. He was a stalker, S-T-O-C-K-E-R, and a butcher at a seafood shop here in Houston. He's single. He has no children, period. Oscar is currently residing at a home with a caretaker. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He's definitely wheelchair-bound, period. He has a history of dementia. His medications include Seroquel 25 milligram once a day and vitamin B12, period. Patient is very much ADL dependent, wears diapers, and is bowel and bladder incontinent and has been that way for some time, period. I spoke at length with John, his caretaker, who tells me that in the past 4 to 6 weeks has taken a turn for worse with decreased appetite, weight loss, not eating, symptoms of protein calorie malnutrition, pill rolling effect consistent with Parkinsonism, and aspiration chronic with worsening choking episodes during feeding, period. Patient last hospitalization was 2 days ago because of TIA and possibility of a stroke. He was admitted, he was discharged home with medications for nausea and vomiting, period. Hospital records are pending at this time. He's quite weak. He has muscle wasting in the lower extremity. And as I said, he's now total and completely bedbound, period. He has a history of advanced dementia. What is not mentioned in his records is his Parkinsonism. I suspect patient has undiagnosed Parkinsonism with a cogwheel rigidity, pill rolling effect, and aspiration related to his Parkinsonism, period. These symptoms have gone untreated, and the family has wished for patient to be admitted to hospice at this time, period. Patient's weight loss has resulted in a MAC of 26 centimeter with the O2 sat of 81% on room air, rechecked 3 times, pulse of 68, and pulse of 68. Patient let's see. Before we get to the exam, put a review of system. He used to be able to walk with a walker just 2 months ago, but has definitely changed. He's no longer able to ambulate. He's also lost weight. He has a scaphoid abdomen. He's much weaker. His speech has been slurred. He has bouts of delusion and hallucination. And has had a history of stroke with left-sided weakness. Period. On exam, heart positive is 1, positive is 2. Distant heart sounds, lungs, ronchi, arouse, coarse breath sounds, consistent with aspiration. Abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or a mucosa with anglesion, but dry neurological left-sided weakness noted. Mild left-sided weakness noted. Assessment, 61-year-old gentleman originally from Houston with a history of undiagnosed Parkinsonism, very evident on exam today, period. Patient has been noted to have dementia. His symptoms have been controlled with Seroquel, but I think he also has end-stage Parkinsonism associated with his dementia, with cogwheel rigidity, aspiration, and Parkinson's facies. And weakness now is consistent with the weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and decreased MAC, M-A-C, period. He's oriented to a person only. John caretaker tells me that he finds him with symptoms of Sundowner syndrome, screaming at the TV with severe and recurrent aspiration, period. Overall prognosis remains very poor for this gentleman who's hypoxic, in need of oxygen, and would benefit from would benefit from symptom control of his dementia / Parkinsonism and his aspiration along with Sundowner syndrome. He would also benefit from some kind of nutritional supplement because of his severe weight loss and oxygen along with NEP treatments, most likely related to his longstanding COPD. Thank you.